North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Don't forget, download the River Network app, and you got Dimitri as well, and the Facebook Live stream, although I continue to be mystified. I don't know why anybody would ever want to watch this. I don't want to watch this, and I'm here. But people do. It's the damnedest thing. You know, we're getting thousands of views now that Facebook has stopped its outrageous shadow banning and throttling of my show. When Trump was elected, Facebook had to clean up its act, at least somewhat. Now, there's still a lot of shadow banning. I have more than 7,000 followers, but I only get a few thousand views for the show, and the views don't happen automatically. It takes a little time for it to build. But I know for most people, thousands of views for a Facebook live stream, oh my God, that's fantastic. But not for me. I'll get many hundreds, of course, and that's a bad day. And I'll get a few thousand. And for most people, oh my God, that's fantastic. But for me, you know, more than 7,000 followers. I'm just one guy doing a two-hour show 3 days a week. And I've got more followers than most of the other stations in our Ohio Midland News Group Facebook pages. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's absolutely unbelievable. But I'm still being shadow banned. Anyway, long story short, there's still thousands of views that I get for these shows. I'll never understand it, but I do. And I am very appreciative. I really am. So thank you very much for that. Before we get to the latest fiasco with the Wheeling City Council, I found one more Stephen Miller. It's not very long, but he just is just wonderful at articulating the Trump position as well as the big picture. He is just so damn good at this. He really is.
Hey, I want to hear a little bit. It is a fascinating program. I can only think about some of the women and children who these people were holding in different places in different states around the country who are breathing a little bit easier today. And I would love to hear more about those operations. But let me play this first from somebody who I know is not a favorite of President Trump. This is Andrew Weissman, who's a former top Mueller prosecutor. Of course, it's not a huge surprise that he didn't like this operation. He doesn't think it's legal under the act that you just mentioned, Stephen. Watch.
We're not at war with Venezuela. We're not at war with the gang that is the subject of the executive order. There is no invasion that is going on. And you also have to show that the people you're removing are actually part of that gang, even if there were an invasion or a war. And this statute may, in fact, be very unconstitutional.
So the judge has to be convinced that these individuals aren't real. I mean, it's a huge group, and you know, nobody's going to miss any of these people, but they're quantifiable. So can you prove that these individuals were linked with Trendaragua and that Trendaragua is part of a Maduro operation, Stephen?
So first of all, Andrew Weissman is an absolute moron. He is a moron, and he is a fool, and he's a degenerate. Andrew Weissman has devoted his career to putting innocent Americans in jail, taking away their civil liberties. He was involved in the Mueller coup against a democratically elected President Donald J. Trump. Weissman should never be on TV anywhere. He should hang his head in eternal shame for what he's done to this country. And now he's up there shilling for people who rape and murder Americans. That's who Andrew Weissman is. I met the mother of Jocelyn Nungery, Alexis Nungery, who President Trump honored at the State of the Union, named a national wildlife refuge after her daughter. Trendaragua terrorists took that 12-year-old angel and they tortured her to death. They sexually assaulted her. They stripped her and they dumped her body in a river. That's who President Trump has deported from this country. Behind every single one of those terrorists was another future rape victim, another future sex trafficking victim, another future murder victim. And most importantly, every one of those people was here illegally. They have no right to be in this country for 1 second longer. They are illegal aliens, they are foreign terrorists, they are alien enemies. And the law at the heart of this issue was signed in the founding generation of this country, the same generation that wrote our Constitution. People say, oh, it's an 18th century law. You know what else is an 18th century law? The Constitution of the United States. Indeed. The Bill of Rights of the United States. The founding generation gave us this law, gave President Trump this law to repel this invasion from our country.
It was all detailed
in the proclamation, how this gang was sent here by a foreign government and President Trump is sending them out of this country.
Well, we look forward to learning more about that, because that connection is very crucial, and I think it is, you know, there's no higher calling for any president of the United States than the national security of the country, and I think that the law tends to support that. So we look forward to watching this. You can call Weissman names, and he can call you names, and that's what's great about living
in
America.
This is a tip for Weissman. I will defend American lives working for President Trump, and Andrew Weissman can defend illegal alien rapists, terrorists, and predators.
100%. I will leave that up to you guys to argue.
I've chosen my side. Americans have chosen their side. And President Trump has chosen the side of fiercely defending the American people.
I hear you 100%.
Stephen Miller is the best. He is just the best. Oh, my goodness gracious. He's terrific. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it. Don't forget Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. The sales that they have going on right now, if you care about your lawn, you care about trimming, you care about grass cutting, the sales they have are steel. And it's not just steel products, as wonderful as steel products are, STIHL, but they also have other brands that are also very good and do lots of wonderful different things for your lawn. Go there. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool in Bridgeport, right next to Herb Electric. All right, next, City of Wheeling. The story is City of Wheeling Wheeling City Council affirms commitment to help homeless. I looked at the title and I thought, oh my God, here we go again. Here we go again. And so they're going on and on about the homeless encampment and who's going to pay for this thing and what they're going to do. And Councilwoman Connie Kane is talking about this, that, and the other, and street moms and the Mercer and on and on and on and on. And I'm reading this thing and my eyes are glazing over. Because, you know, how many times have we gone down this path here? And I get to the, and I actually had to count this, I get to the 10th paragraph. The 10th paragraph for the online version. I don't know what it's like in the newspaper because nobody buys newspapers anymore. But online, the 10th paragraph. Here's where it was, you know, here's where they buried it. Wheeling taxpayers are being asked, not being asked, they're going to be paying for yet another job to help the homeless. Let me read you this one paragraph. Members of Wheeling City Council on Thursday voted to direct a portion of its opioid settlement money from the state of West Virginia to Northwood Health System. This $66,000 allocation will help fund a new position that will hopefully help provide another tool to help at-risk individuals get their lives back on track and stay off the streets. What the hell does that even mean? Well, Ben Seidler, who made the false accusation that human trafficking was going on at the homeless encampment, never apologized for it, as far as I can tell. Here's what he's quoted as saying in the newspaper story. This is obviously with our opioid settlement funds funding a position on the Northwood Health System's ACT team. They help them avoid becoming homeless again. They may contact these individuals multiple times a week to make sure that they've got their medication and the resources they need to stay successful and independent. It's a great program and it's a great use of our opioid funds. No, it's not. It's not a great use of your opioid funds if you are enabling the homeless in any way. What you want to do with the opioid funds is to spend it on programs to end homelessness, not to make sure they keep taking their medication. You want to get these people out of here. And the Dimitri solution is so simple, no one ever discusses it, but it is so simple. You go to each one of these homeless people in Wheeling, each one of these vagrants, and you say, look, here's what we're going to do. We will pay for your transportation on a bus, on a train, hell, even on a plane. We will pay for your transportation to relocate to Southern California. Southern California, where the weather's nice year-round, you're not going to get cold in the wintertime, where they have way more resources than we have here. We will pay you. We will pay for your trip to Southern California or to Northern California, to San Francisco or to Seattle or Boston or wherever, where they have so many more services for the homeless. And this is all voluntary. And this is something that's being done right now with the illegal aliens. Texas is doing it. Florida is doing it. They're saying, they've been doing this anyway, that, hey, we will send you to New York City so you can live in a nice hotel being a homeless person or an illegal. And same thing here with the homeless. The homeless are age 18, which means they're adults, which means they are free to decide. Offer them a one-way trip to a much, much, much better location for them, where they can do their drugs in public, where they can drink themselves blind, where they can get all the health care they could ever need from all the different do-gooders in Southern California. Offer each one of them a trip where they can relocate to some place that's always warm, that they'll never freeze, where they're more welcome than they are here. I'm the only one who's making this suggestion, and it's a brilliant suggestion, and it will work. What homeless person wouldn't want a better quality of life and to never be cold again? But no, it just never ends here in Wheeling. $66,000 taxpayer money, and here's what they're saying in the story. This will help fund a new position that will hopefully help provide another tool to help at-risk individuals get their lives back on track and stay off the streets. How the hell is that going to work? If these people wanted to stop drinking, they would risk losing their disability income from Social Security, their SSI. And by the way, they could go to any AA meeting. They're all free. You can walk in. And they'll help you stop drinking. They don't want to stop drinking. They don't want to stop doing drugs. They don't want to stop living like animals, because that's how they choose to live, because they don't like rules. But here we go again. Now it's $66,000, and that new position will hopefully help provide another tool to help at-risk individuals get their lives back on track. It just never ends. I'm the only person that I know who is offering a real solution to end homelessness here. Offer them transportation to Southern California. It's the only thing that makes sense. Only thing.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.